Good. How's it going? All right. All right. I guess we covered a lot of topics yesterday. I'm sure you got some questions as we move forward, so try to answer them for you. Shoot away.
Hey, Pat, you think with the it's kind of a big question. With the concussion rate going up and quarterbacks seemingly going down, are we headed to a day where quarterbacks are going to be off limits, do you think?
Oh, I don't know that. It's a physical game, and the league has done an outstanding job of trying to protect the quarterback. I think this weekend was a unique weekend with the number of quarterbacks that didn't finish their game, and that happens, you know, and tends to – in this league, things kind of come in bunches sometimes, and so I wouldn't point to any trends. All I know is that the league does the very best they can to keep players safe, and – I know behind the scenes all the stuff that goes on regarding the education from the players, you know, from the coaches to the players in terms of how to play. And you want a tough physical game, and unfortunately injuries are the unintended consequence of the tough physical game. But we all just need to keep in mind that everybody's trying to do what we can to keep the players safe. I don't know. I don't know how punitive you need to be. I think it's important that we do what we can to keep the players safe. As coaches, we need to educate our players on how to play the game. And when guys cross the line or break the rules, then there's going to be consequences. I think that's just, you know, to answer your league question.
Is it harder because and this is a problem in the NHL too. Sometimes guys duck their head or drop their head, and then it becomes a helmet-to-helmet where maybe that wasn't the player's intention to begin with.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of times. I think I've seen this now. I think there's times when the player does not intend to, but just the size difference sometimes. And there are probably some inadvertent helmet-to-helmet contacts where guys are penalized. You know, and again, I don't know if there's a perfect way to legislate that or officiate that, but you know what rings true to me is don't hit him in the head with your head, you know, and I think that's something that we try to coach.
And have you seen a renewed energy or intensity or anything with the bye week and guys getting a rest out there in practice?
I don't know. I think the energy level's been good, but I thought our energy level was good the way we practiced all the way through, you know, so. Maybe it's just fresher because they were gone for a few days. But no, the guys are practicing hard. They're into it. Well, I think you just look at him. You know, physically, he's big. He can run. And he's got great ball skills, you know. So he has all the things you're looking for in a big-time threat. And Romo does a good job of putting the ball where he can go get it. Why are you doing that? why are you doing that? I mean, gosh darn it. Well, I think he's one of the outstanding kickers in this league. I'm fond of the way he practices. I'm fond of the way he prepares. And he's just clutch. You know, there's some guys that are just clutch at doing what they do. And you know, I think that's what separates some guys from being great to good to not so good. And he's displayed by producing the way he does that he's one of the great kickers.
In practice, I mean, a kicker in practice, it's so different than what, you know, the team drills. So what does he like in practice?
No, I think he approaches practice with the same intensity he does the game. I know for a fact he tries to recreate the kicks in practice like they're going to happen in the game, you know, how he does it emotionally and mentally and whatnot. So he just tries to recreate it in practice so it happens in the game.
Either from certain players or certain parts of the team, just a couple of things that...
I think generally speaking, I want to see these guys improve from an efficiency standpoint, the way we operate. I want to see all the young players take another jump. And you said it in your question. We need to make improvements pointed toward winning football games. With the first, and it's a narrow-minded view, with the first being this Sunday.
Is there anything that you would tell T.J. Ward to do differently than what he did when he tried to tomahawk the ball out there? From your vantage point, did he?
T.J.
I'm sorry, T.J. Ward in the left, yep. You know, when on the roughing call.
Oh, when he roughed the quarterback. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, we're going back to the quarterback.
I'm sorry. Would you cut heading into this next game? I mean, do you have to tell him to do anything differently than what he tried to do?
No, he tried. I mean, he tried to swat the ball away, but he's got to be very aware of the fact that the helmets can't make contact in the head, and he can't make contact with his head. So that's something they know, and it can be difficult, but we're all trying to do things the right way. Yeah, he practiced well.
And what goes into that decision, whether or not to keep him or Coop, and could you keep all the receivers active if you wanted to?
I don't think we can keep them all up, but we'll decide as the week goes on. Just got to watch them play, see how they respond.
How has John Greco played since he's come into the lineup?
I think he's done a good job. I don't see a real drop off from, you know, him being in there, obviously replacing Pinkston. You know, he's done a pretty solid job. You know, I think there's areas he needs to get better. But for the most part, he's done a pretty good job.
Did you have any, like you guys came over, he was traded from the Rams. You were obviously familiar with him. When you came here, was there a discussion about him, or how did you, you know, or was it just coincidence that he got here?
No, I knew him. You know, we're all aware of the players that are available. And we brought him here with the idea that he could be, you know, he's multiple position guy, and essentially he's been a backup. But I've seen him play in a starting role in St. Louis because we were juggling. And I saw him play guard. I saw him play center. He was our backup center. And then he also played a game at tackle against the 49ers. And so when you're a backup player initially, you got to be somewhat multiple. And that's initially what intrigued me about getting him here. And then I had worked with him, so kind of knew what to expect. That's not atypical, you know. And then he's done a good job going in as a starter at this point.
Is he a pretty good run blocker, too? Because I know that I think there was one stretch, might have been your last year there, where he played, I don't know if he started for a stretch or played a lot in a stretch, where Jackson had some really good running games. Again, I know he's a good running back anyway, but was there a correlation?
Well, I think, I think he works well with the guys he's playing with, you know, and I think he can be a good run blocker. And you're right, Steven Jackson is a pretty good runner, you know, so it's all tied together. It's hard to point to him being there or not being there, the reason why you're running the ball well or not running the ball well, but I think he's done a pretty good job.
Richardson in space, and how do you, you know, how do you kind of go about doing that? Because I know that's the optimum thing.
Well, we decide on what the plays are, we write them down, and then we call them, Jeff, you know? You know what I mean? You know? No. And then we send them in. Yeah. So anyways, no, I mean, we have, in our game plans, we have ways for him to run the ball inside, off tackle, outside the defense, and then you see we run them on wide routes out of the backfield, and as part of a progression, if they take away the ball down the field, then you throw it to him in the flat. And then there are other types of routes he runs. So, you know, what we ask him to do is somewhat multiple, whether we're handing it to him or he's part of a pass progression where he may get a catch. So. I didn't punch him yet. I didn't punch him yet. No. But I told him that it was talked about. So maybe, I don't know. I'm sure he'd punch me back. Yeah.
Is an excuse, and how he needs to explode on the scene and all these things, and he needs to, you know, there's no excuses for the past. He needs to do better the rest of the way. Is his mentality, how far can his mentality take him in this league, do you think?
Well, he's a tough guy, he's a competitive guy, and I think he knows his body better than anybody, and he's had a chance to play a bunch of games now where he's less than 100%. But I think most guys in the league now are playing at less than 100%. And so I think he's looking forward to getting out there and playing. And I think, you know, I think so much of this game is above, you know, is above the neck. And I'm looking forward to seeing him compete. Somebody's beeping up here. I don't know if... All right. Trent, what? I'm sorry.
Trent leads you in receptions, I believe. But a lot of that just ran and just dumped it off to him. Would you like to see more production in terms of yards on his receptions?
No, there's times when, you know, you throw it to the running back in a situation where they back out on you. Yeah, I mean, you always want to try to get more yards out of the throws that you make. But there's times when we try to throw it to him, too. So as an effort to get him the football. You know, because really, if you think about it, on first or second down, or you're not trying to get a specific number of yardage, right, you add those pass catches up with those runs. And that's, you know, partly how the back's production is figured in.
Hey, Matt, the special teams coverage units on kickoff?
Since the TD in week two, Cincinnati, how would you assess it in terms of their growth? I mean, are you pleased with where it's at right now? And
yeah,
some
I think
of the young guys started to gain your confidence by playing well on those units.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but I think the special teams units in general this year have done a very fine job. I mean, you know, you don't ever want to give up a kick, and you know, Adam Jones ran it back on us where we missed a bunch of tackles, but they had nothing to do with scheme, and our guys have tightened it up, and I think they've been contributing. And just generally speaking, have performed pretty well.
Do you still put a solid amount of time
during the practice week?
That
are you still putting, you know, a strong amount of time during the practice week on your special units at this time of year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do everything the same as we move forward. And if we ever added to a practice, or we ever cut from a practice, you cut proportional on offense, defense, and special teams. And no, I think the process stays the same. We worked like hell on it last year, and we didn't get the results we wanted. And we've continued to work hard on it, and we're getting better results. So that's just the way it goes.
How much work has Billy been getting at defensive end? What do you kind of see from him there? I mean, you see some potential there for him.
Yeah, I think there's potential for him to be a good player out there because he's a good athlete. He's a big man. You know, he's got some suddenness to him, and he knows how to pass rush. So, yeah, I think he's got a chance. Got a chance to make plays out there.
What are the strengths of the team at this point in the season, partly based on your
self-study of the team during the bye?
Well, I think our guys play extremely hard, number one. I think we're becoming more efficient in all areas. And I think in some situations we're getting a little healthier. And so I'm looking forward to seeing us compete. Pass coverage or kick coverage?
From a defensive back's standpoint, what have you gotten out of your safety positions this year?
Well, I think we've had different combinations of guys in there, you know, and it all works in unison. Those guys are obviously very involved in run support, and we do play a lot of single safety coverage, but they're battling and they're contributing. Yeah, I think as the year has gone on, they're working better together. You know, they're making improvements.
A couple more guys.
Is there any point of emphasis when you're playing a former defensive coordinator from the team that they may know maybe some more strengths and weaknesses of individual players?
You speaking specifically of Rob?
Rob, I think Henderson is there as well as a defensive backs coach.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know Rob Ryan. Of course, got great respect for what he's done as a defensive coordinator. I know Jerome. He worked here a year ago, and he made a professional decision to go join the Cowboys staff, which happens a lot. And he did an outstanding job when he was here. So I know the men. or know of them and know, you know, obviously know Jerome more than I know Rob. And but knowing their styles, you still have to watch the tape and see how those coaches working with those players, what it looks like. So I said it yesterday. I think you can overthink that. You know, I know he's going to do this, you know. Well, then you start going back and forth. I think what's important is you watch the tape and try to put the players against the players.
You talked about Des Bryant earlier. You said he's big, he's got great ball skills. And that made Josh Gordon pop into my mind. Is there a similarity there in style?
I think so. There's very similar in stature. And, you know, I'm not as familiar with Des Bryant because I haven't worked with him. But just watching him on tape, I see a lot of the similar type stuff.
Are there other receivers you've
observed over the years who remind you, whom Gordon reminds you of?
Well, you just, if you want to just look at him size-wise, just you could probably name off taller, sudden, big receivers. You know, I think you'd start there. I guess I'd hold back on comparisons. All right, I'm going to hold back on that right now.
And I think I'm pretty sure I might be wrong, but I think Jordan Norwood's eligible to return next week.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think Jordan Norwood's eligible to practice next week.
Yeah, well, he's on that special IR spot. Yeah, so.
You guys think he's on track to come back this season?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. We'll have to see as he gets out. He hasn't practiced yet, so. Well, which, of course, he can't by rule. I know that rule. So we'll have to see. You know, when it's time for him to come back, we'll take a good look at him, see where he's at physically.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take a beat down shortly.